Warren Buffett has built a $40+ billion fortune through an approach so straightforward it seems almost too simple. While Wall Street thrives on complexity, Buffett's method revolves around finding exceptional businesses with strong management, buying at reasonable prices, and holding for decades. This get-rich-slow approach has created more billionaires in Omaha than on Wall Street. What's remarkable isn't just his wealth, but how rarely his methods are taught in business schools despite their proven success. His approach has influenced everyone from Bill Gates to LeBron James, and his annual shareholder letters are studied worldwide as models of clear thinking. Perhaps most telling is how he's maintained his modest lifestyle, still living in the same house he purchased in 1958 for $31,500. His success proves that extraordinary results often come from ordinary-seeming principles applied with extraordinary consistency. Wall Street wants you to believe successful investing requires specialized expertise. Buffett proves otherwise. His approach is simple. Buy stock in great companies run by capable, honest people at fair prices, then hold on. No complex formulas, just common sense and patience. This simplicity has created remarkable wealth. His $10.6 million investment in the Washington Post grew to over $1 billion. While he transformed Berkshire Hathaway from a struggling textile mill into a $100+ billion enterprise, all through basic principles consistently applied. "I've never attempted to make money by buying what's popular," Buffett explains. He focuses on businesses with enduring value that he can easily understand. Insurance companies, furniture retailers, candy makers, straightforward enterprises with transparent operations. The beauty lies in accessibility. You don't need an MBA to follow Buffett's principles, just discipline and patience. While Wall Street sells complexity, Buffett shows that simplicity, intelligently applied, wins. Remember, if you can't explain how a company makes money in a single paragraph, it's probably not a Buffett-style investment. Wall Street is the only place where people ride to in a Rolls-Royce to get advice from those who take the subway, Buffett quips, emphasizing that successful financial advisors would be wealthy investors themselves. Buffett maintains that average individuals can manage investments independently. Financial experts often reduce value since brokers earn from trading activity, not from clients following Buffett's buy-and-hold approach. The industry uses complex jargon to justify high fees and maintain client dependency. Buffett's strategy of finding undervalued companies has created more wealth than most Wall Street approaches. To become self-reliant, master financial statements and business valuation. Remain skeptical of advice from those profiting from your trades. No one cares about your money as much as you do. While Buffett's investment philosophy is simple to understand, implementing it requires emotional discipline more than intellectual ability. The most important quality for an investor is temperament, not intellect, Buffett emphasizes. You need a temperament that neither derives great pleasure from being with the crowd nor against the crowd. Your reaction to a 30% drop in a stock's value reveals your investment temperament. Would you panic and sell, or calmly assess the business fundamentals? During the 2000 tech bubble, Berkshire Hathaway shares fell 50% while the NASDAQ soared. Shareholders who fled missed the recovery when shares rebounded to $97,000 by 2004. In 2008, Buffett demonstrated this temperament by investing billions in Goldman Sachs and General Electric during peak panic, later generating substantial profits. Developing this temperament means recognizing your emotional triggers around money and training yourself to focus on business fundamentals rather than price movements. As Buffett says, the stock market is designed to transfer money from the active to the patient. In our instant gratification culture, patience is rare. Yet Buffett's wealth stems from waiting for the right opportunity, price, and for compound interest to work. The stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient, he notes. Buffett learned this lesson after selling his first stock for a quick profit, only to watch it quintuple. As Charlie Munger says, investing is where you find a few great companies and then sit on your ass. The proof is clear. Over 25 Omaha families who've held Berkshire shares for 35-plus years now have $100-plus million holdings from initial investments under $50,000. Buffett himself hasn't sold Berkshire shares in 40 years. His Washington Post investment exemplifies this approach. After buying $10 million in shares in 1973, the stock dropped 50%. While others panicked, Buffett held firm, recognizing the company's true value. That investment exceeded $1 billion. Buffett likens investing to baseball. There's no penalty for watching pitches go by. When buying stock, ask if you'd be comfortable holding it for 5 years with a closed market. Wealth building isn't linear. The biggest veins often follow periods of apparent stagnation. Buffett distinguishes between franchises, companies with strong defensible positions, and commodity businesses that lack differentiation. He seeks businesses protected by economic moats, sustainable competitive advantages that shield them from competitors. These moats appear as powerful brands, Coca-Cola, network effects, American Express, high switching costs, enterprise software, regulatory barriers, utilities, or cost advantages, Geico. The stronger the moat, the more valuable the business. See's Candies exemplifies this concept. For decades, they've sold premium chocolates at premium prices, with customers gladly paying more due to perceived quality and brand loyalty. This pricing power generates exceptional returns with minimal investment. Contrast this with Buffett's textile operations at Berkshire Hathaway, which struggled as a commodity business competing solely on price. To apply this principle, seek businesses with consistent high returns on capital, pricing power, and loyal customers. Watch for technological disruption, which can quickly erode even strong moats. Remember, time is the friend of the wonderful business, the enemy of the mediocre. Buffett challenges conventional wisdom on diversification, stating, "Diversification is protection against ignorance. It makes little sense if you know what you're doing." This philosophy is evident in Berkshire Hathaway's focused portfolio. In 2004, they held major positions in just 10 public companies, with massive stakes in Coca-Cola, 200 million shares, American Express, 151 million shares, and PetroChina, over 2 billion shares. Buffett's personal wealth comes primarily from his 474,998 Berkshire Hathaway shares. Such concentration requires deep understanding of each business and its risks. As Charlie Munger states, "The idea of excessive diversification is madness. We believe almost all good investments will involve relatively low diversification." Buffett illustrates this concept with a 20-hole punch card metaphor for lifetime investments. Each investment requires one punch, encouraging selectivity for truly compelling opportunities. For individual investors, Buffett advises holding 5 to 10 stocks that meet his criteria, good businesses with strong management at attractive prices. This approach demands conviction and emotional strength during market downturns while staying within your circle of competence, investing heavily in businesses you understand deeply.